In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is fitting that the civil new year comes 8 days after the birth of our Lord. It is fitting that as we make a new beginning, our infant Lord sheds his blood by submitting to circumcision. To circumcise is to cut off. The male foreskin was cut off, symbolizing the man's separation from his sinful nature and from the sinful fallen world. He was now different. He lived in the world, but he was not tied to the world. The ties had been severed. Though he lived in this world and fought against his sinful flesh, the world and his flesh did not have dominion over him. He lived a holy and God-pleasing life, for this life flowed from his faith. He was holy, and it showed in his words and actions. So anyone who did not have faith, any male who refused circumcision, was refusing the cutting off of his fallen flesh and severing ties with the world. So any male who refused circumcision was himself cut off from the holy people of God. That is, he lost his life. God told Moses, "Circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn." The physical act could not save, for faith alone saves, and faith alone is a gift from God. So circumcision was done outwardly because salvation must be given to us from outside of us. Yet it was also inside of the heart, because the sinful lusts and desires must be cut off from the individual. Circumcision was an Old Testament sign of the gospel itself. No man could circumcise himself because no man could save himself. Circumcision was done by someone else with knives made of rock. And Christ is that rock. Man could cut off the foreskin of his flesh, but only when God cut off his fallen nature would he then be pleasing and holy to the Lord. So circumcision was an act of grace done by God so that the promise of life might be given. Through Abraham's offspring, the Savior would come. Isaac was only a shadow. He was not the son of the promise. But Jesus is that son of the promise, because in him all of God's promises find their end. Isaac's name means laughter, for Abraham rejoiced when God told him that salvation would come through him. But Jesus' name means the one who saves, because that salvation would be accomplished by him. So the sign of circumcision was put in Abraham's flesh, for God who promised the offspring would fulfill it. Today that offspring is circumcised. The foreskin of his flesh is cut off, and he sheds his blood as the name Jesus is spoken. This foreshadows the shedding of his blood on Calvary, where he would save his people from their sins. So on Calvary, it was not the foreskin of his flesh that was cut off, but he himself was cut off from his God as he hung upon that tree. God forsook him, turned his back on him, separated himself from him, for he bore the world's sins. He who knew no sin became sin for us. He became the very embodiment of guilt, of evil, of sin, of filth, of lust. And so he was cut off from the land of the living and cast aside into a tomb. His circumcision on this day is a foreshadowing of what will happen at his crucifixion, a bloody separation. And the name that he receives on this day is why that bloody separation will occur, to save his people from their sins. So you have been circumcised in the name of Jesus Christ, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. Joshua foreshadowed this connection between circumcision and baptism. After he had led Israel across the waters of the Jordan, he stopped and circumcised all the males. What the physical act of circumcision could not do, baptism has done. So when you cross the waters of baptism, your hearts were circumcised. You are now different. Your tie to the world is severed. Though you live in the world, you are not of the world. Though you still fight against the fallen flesh, it does not have dominion over you. Christ does. No longer do sinful lusts master you, but Christ is your master. To him you were united through holy baptism, so that his life might be found in you. So it is fitting that our civil new year falls on the same day that he was circumcised. For we have not led the holy, God-pleasing lives to which we were called. We have failed in the past year. Perhaps we have regrets from the past year, past months, days, weeks, or even the past day. The laziness, the distractions, the lack of prayer and meditation on God's word. So today is a new beginning. But you make your new beginning not with your own resolve, but you make that new beginning in the blood of Abraham's circumcised offspring. He bore your sin. He was cut off from God for you, so that your sins might not separate you from God. Repentance is the daily circumcision and cleansing of your heart, for it does not cease from always celebrating the sacrament of the eighth day, that is, holy baptism. For those who have been set apart by the blood of Christ do resolve to live a holy and God-pleasing life. The world is passing away, but you are passing from death to life. You are different. You have been set apart, and that shows itself in how you dress, how you talk, how you act, and why you make the decisions that you do. The world starts off the new year with resolutions to be the best versions of themselves, and they trust themselves to carry it out. You start off this new year in repentant faith, resolving to live a holy and God-pleasing life where he has placed you, and to find joy and contentment in that. Yes, you also want to be better, because repentance wants to flee sin and live for Christ. The world starts off the day with coffee and the news, perhaps with a little me time. You start off the day, perhaps with coffee, but with the Word of God in prayer. For you recognize that only by his word can you be set apart from the world. You are separated. And so you live separated lives, not by removing yourself from the world, but by living as a Christian in this world. So when you begin your year in the blood of the infant Lord, that year has been consecrated for you. When you begin your day with prayer and God's word, the day is made holy for you. When you pray at a restaurant, that space is made sacred. When you thank God at work, your cubicle has been sanctified. For all things are sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So when you live in the blood of Christ, the world around you is sanctified because you who are holy are using God's creation in the way that he intended. But faith must be present. Like circumcision, baptism cannot save you if your hearts remain tied to the world. Faith must cling to baptism, which is to cling to Jesus Christ. Israel lost faith and was cut off from the presence of God, deported to Assyria, exiled to Babylon, finally destroyed by the Romans. Without faith, circumcision could not save. Without faith, baptism cannot save. So we begin this new year in faith, confident that Jesus was cut off from God's presence for us, so that this year, 2023, might be the year that we live underneath his gracious presence. And then whatever follows, whether success, health, and ease, or hardship, pain, suffering, and failure, whatever follows will be a good and a holy year. It will be good because of Christ. He remains the Savior, even as last year was good. It will be holy because of Jesus, even as he made last year holy. For this year, 2023, is another year to live in his forgiveness, to receive his sacrifice, and to receive his blessings, both temporal and eternal, in repentant faith. Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.